Within the field of biopower, the term biopolitics refers to the specific sector that is responsible for creating the strategic policies and practices of intervention into individual, public, and collective life. Earlier biopolitical strategies concerned the administration and management of illness and health. Now, a newly reconfigured field of biopolitics has been created that binds the individual and the collective into a strengthening mix of the technological, the political, the legal, and the financial. Modern biopolitics is clearly tied into the global restructuring of power and the new regimes that have been rendered into existence by the recent states of pandemic emergency. Biological life is now at the center of state power, and this will dictate all future agendas. All forms of biopolitical authority are now acting as agents of the state, whether they are governmental or non-governmental bodies, which aligns with a 21st century medical totalitarianism. Biopower and biopolitics, along with biocapitalism and biosecurity, are combining to create a totalized and singular full-spectrum form of power that have as their goal making populations live in productive ways for the 21st century. The globalist biopolitical agenda is the formation of controlled societies and the rendering of human life as docile bodies that have no resistance against state intervention. To frame human life under a regime of total biopolitical power, the state authorities must also render conscious life under its rule. That is, what we think is a part of what we physically are, and as such, is also under their jurisdiction. By literally being born, the state automatically assumes the power to dictate human conscious thinking. From this perspective, we can see why current censorship, internet censorship, and the curtailing of free speech has been so dominant and heavy-handed. After all, total power requires total domination. This means not only external control over an individual's body, but also to interiorize this control, both mentally through conditioning and programming, and biologically through health treatment and vaccinations. The biopolitical agenda also incorporates non-state bodies to enact their strategies, most notably philanthropic organizations, social pressure groups, NGOs, and assorted globalist organizations. The biopolitical field has been extended from annual health checkups, health insurance, and preventative medicine to now incorporate random testing, forced isolation, and vaccination. All human life has now become biopoliticized. There is no refuge from the reach of biopolitics when both the exterior and interior life fall under the jurisdiction of total state control. A person's body, health, and happiness, even a person's right to their individual sovereign self, is now regarded as within the realm of authoritarian biopower. Biopolitics is a dangerous mix of narratives based upon a monopoly of so-called scientific knowledge. In these current times, biopolitical strategies are clearly linked to an accelerating infrastructure of high technology, surveillance and control systems. Biopolitics is a form of politics without democracy.